What's up, guys? Welcome back to The Force Unscripted. Today, I got another Force fact for you coming from Wenchie's Holocron of Horrors. I don't know why I keep using that, but I'm stuck now. Anyway, today's fact, if I haven't already done this one, which I hope I haven't, but I am really stupid. My memory's real bad. You can't
fucking keep track of which ones you do.
Did I? You know what? I'm just going to say it, and if I've already done it, then I'll just restart and do my other one. But did you know that in the final two episodes of the first season of The Mandalorian, the troopers' armor, they ran out of, or stormtrooper armor for shooting the episode, and so they reached out to the local 501st chapter to get some boys in white pulled in, because the 501st has such strict requirements for their armor that you couldn't tell the difference between the prop armor that they used on set and the 501st stormtroopers that they brought in. So actually a couple local just cosplayers were able to actually be in the Mandalorian TV show simply because they built their own armor and it looked good as heck. So, you know, maybe one day if you do your cosplay well enough, maybe they'll invite you to some live action thing.
How did you not remember that you haven't done that one before?
Because I've thought about it before and I just didn't remember if I'd actually like done it.
You hear that, everyone? He doesn't even watch our own episodes to know if he's talked one. He doesn't even support us. How can you guys support us if he doesn't?
I built the website. I've fucking been editing some.
How long did it take you to build that website? How long?
Like 5 hours?
No. But I mean, like, since we decided that, hey, we'll have you build the website. How long did it take, buddy? How long did it take you to deliver? How long did it take you to deliver?
It took 5 hours.
Okay, how many episodes have we had to say website coming soon?
It took 5 hours.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I've seen the 501st Legion in person before, and like their armors are fucking insane. So it wouldn't surprise me that they used it on screen.
Wenchie would be a part of them soon, probably.
Yes. 501st, no, but the Mando Mercs, yes. Just because 501st doesn't take custom Mandalorian armors, you'd have to be a specific character, which they have strict requirements for specific characters. Like, for instance, Boba Fett. There was a Boba Fett at my wedding who was a member of the 501st.
And tomato, tomato, close enough.
On a completely related note to that topic, the blacksmith finished my lower body plates this week. So he's done all my plates. It just has the gauntlets and the jetpack to do before painting.
Can I finish your lower body later this week?
I already got plans.
Aww. How are you going to outright refuse me, decline me, reject me in front of our listeners?
I just said I have plans, man. I didn't say no. I just said I have plans.
Oh, shit. It's going to get freaky in the Wenchie household.
It's crazy.
It's been freaky.
Okay. All right. Please finish this Force fact. God, I'm tired. I'm sorry.
Anyway, get your cosplays out, everybody, and make sure they're freaking up to spec, because maybe you'll be in your favorite TV show soon, one day, potentially. Probably not, but good luck. And thanks for tuning in, everybody, to The Force Unscripted. It's been another Force fact for you. Make sure to follow us on all socials. Twitter, formerly known as X. Our website, theforceunscripted.com. All the other things that Nikita hasn't made yet. YouTube, like, subscribe, hit that bell. We love you guys. Peace out.
May the Force be with you. And fuck you, Wenchie. I made our YouTube. Where do you think we post the fucking video shit all the
time?
Where's our
Instagram?
The first time you mentioned that shit, I said I wasn't doing it. You know we record, right?
Where's our Instagram, buddy?
I hate it here.